what's on your mind. I want to know what's taking all this time.
So we're listening to the title track to this new album, and Clifford Close is in the studio with me right now. First of all, welcome.
Hey, it's good to be back.
No Retreat, the title track, and I hear it as a couple of people who have, you know, been in a relationship for a while, they're really working on this thing, and then one of them is all of a sudden getting cold feet, and the other one's saying, no, hang in there, we're doing good.
Yes, definitely, because I wanted the whole song to just kind of represent the struggles of fighting for a relationship, you know, relationships that matter most. And so the whole song is just coming from that perspective, like, hey, I know that you're having a hard time, but I really believe in this, whatever this is, and so let's continue to fight for it, you know.
Any chance this is a metaphor for the band itself?
I never really saw it that way personally. That is an interesting take on it, but
I mean, you guys have been building and building, working hard, you're performing, this is your second EP now, and anyone getting cold feet yet?
It is a struggle because, well, for one thing, Sherwood Forest, you know, it started as my own solo project, so it can be, you can have those moments like, oh, are people really into it as much as I am? Because but I understand it though, because each of the members, we're not full-time musicians, and we, you know, a lot of us are in school, a lot of us have, like one of us has, like, three jobs. I don't know how he does that, but it wouldn't be a shock to me if all of a sudden some of them were like, yeah, I can't really do this, and which would be, it would be hard to deal with, and I would rather, to keep us all together, I'm just going to continue pursuing my dream, and if, you know, if they have to pursue their dreams, I'm totally cool with that, but we're still bros.
This is your second EP. The first one was a 3-song. This is a 5-song EP. What was different about recording this one compared to the last one, if any?
Well, for one thing, and this makes me super especially proud about this album, is that it was all self-produced. We didn't have any outside help or anything, as opposed to the first one. We had our friend Sammy who helped us out with that one. And this one, we just had total control over it. We just recorded it in our own homes. It can have its own struggles. Like I said before, we're not full-time musicians and everyone just has their own schedule, which is why kind of took so long to finally get this out.
Clifford Close is our guest. I'm John Norton. This is GLT Sound Ideas. The brand new album from Sherwood Forest is called No Retreat. You said you didn't have any help on the album, but you brought some guests in on one song. You worked with Tourists.
Yes.
On Ballad of a Saint. Is this an original song of yours?
It is. In fact, I would say it's the oldest Sherwood Forest song.
You look so pretty on the stage to everyone who hears. You get nods of acclamation and bringing them to tears.
It was a song that I wrote like 3 or 4 years ago, and it's a song that we've performed for a long time, but never recorded it. And it's had its own kind of evolution, but it's basically stayed true to its original feel. And yeah,
it's an Irish jig.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and
is this the way you've been performing it without Tourists as well?
Uh-huh, yeah, we have yet to ever perform it live with Tourists. I would love for that opportunity at any time. But yeah, it was just a new idea. It was like, what if we just collaborate? Because I love Tourists, and you know, we've discussed before my love for Irish music. So I just kind of pitched that idea to the band, like, sure, let's give it a shot. And it was a whole lot of fun. We couldn't get the whole group of Tourists, but a couple of their members came over and just recorded their own thing over it. And it sounds awesome. I usually get chills whenever I listen to it.
Yeah, it gives us a little bit of a different twist from the rest of the songs on the album, at least musically. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, once the saints always remember by the watcher's eye. You can never things you do, release the friends you tied. So watch your hands and watch your feet, be careful they go. Don't contradict your words of faith, cause everybody knows. Oh, a lot of you, 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 a lot of you.
When we talked last year for that three-song EP that I referenced, we talked a little bit about your religious background, but it really isn't overt. I hear hints of religious things here and there, even on some of these songs. Am I imagining that just because of our conversation before, or do you still wrestle with that at all?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. A lot of songs on this EP, especially, it creeps in there, even though I might intentionally not keep it so obvious. Like the song Outside, it kind of just tells a story of how I've struggled with getting outside of my comfort zone and just having complete trust in what I believe in, and having no fear of, you know, of holding back.
Getting anxious of leaving and of what's in store. But it's my hand you're holding, you're what I live for.
Ballad of a Saint, even, is kind of a rant that I wrote, directed towards towards Christian leaders who kind of have they can live a double life. And I kind of wrote this when I just kept on hearing stories about this. I'm just like, man, you have to lead an example, and then you're doing all these things that kind of contradict what you're teaching.
Well, let me go back to Outside. There's just a line in there that really caught my attention. Maybe I heard it wrong. And I feel so much better, and I'm not feeling any better.
Yeah.
And did I hear that right?
You did. And even though that first line is repeated at the end of the song, what I wanted to portray was, you know, that first time I feel so much better, and I'm not feeling any better. It was more like that first time that it's mentioned, that it's more of a bluff, you know, more of a like, oh yeah, I'm totally fine, you know, because at the beginning of the song, the narrator is telling the story of how, you know, I'm fine where I'm at. I'm fine at the place that I'm at. I don't want to go outside of this. And, you know, I'm totally fine where I'm at. And then that second chorus, like, maybe I'm not so great. When the end of the song comes, I guess it just kind of, I had hoped to communicate the fact that I'd actually had come out of my comfort zone. And yeah, this is so much better than what I was experiencing before. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Is this personal or with the band?
I'd say personal. We're, as a band, we are, you know, always experimenting and always never really being afraid of, you know, going outside of our comfort zone, at least stylistically. I think a lot of our songs are very, very experimental. That's what I like about Sherwood Forest, about what we do, is that we never really do the same thing twice.
Well, the songs sound great.
Thank
this is
you.
A fantastic album. I want to play one more before I let you go, Clifford Close,
absolutely.
Okay? Tin Can. Let me play just a line in here, okay?
I ain't singing just to hear you clap your.
So there's the line, I ain't singing to hear you clap your hands.
Mm.
What are you singing for?
Well,
by the way, good line. I like that line.
Well, thank you. This song was, I kind of wanted to use an allegory to portray a message, and that's the struggles of being a musician, a striving musician.
It's like a busker, a street busker.
Like a homeless guy who's trying to make a living out of music, and he's just kind of stuck playing his music on the streets. And while, you know, music is definitely a passion and it's just something, if we could do it for free, yeah, totally. But the way that the world is, you can't really do that. Like, if you want to make a living out of it, need some cash flow, honestly. And it's not coming out of like, I want to be rich and famous. It's more like, if I want to continue doing what I love, then I need someone to give me a chance, you know, to just give me a break. And so that's what that line means, is that like, yeah, your applause is awesome and I really appreciate it, but that's not all I'm doing it for. If I could do, you know, get all that for free, then totally. But it's not the case. It's not how the world works.
No Retreat is the name of the album. Sherwood Forest is the band. Clifford Close, the band founder and leader. Thanks for stopping in.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks.